Tadasana, sometimes called Parvatasana, mountain pose, Samasthiti, is a base pose for all standing asanas. And it's also a pose that we use so often in our life. And if we're not aligned in this pose, habitual standing with asymmetry will only have an impact in creating stronger symmetry in the body. We'll start off with postural misalignment, or we'll end up with postural misalignment. So this is a really important pose to give attention to, because all the standing asanas arise from this pose. But much more than that, throughout the day, we stand a lot. So the foundation of this standing asana, the feet. The feet are in contact with the earth, the floor, whatever the surface they're on. And let's just tune into the feet. It will help just to initiate a little bit of movement back and forward to get a sense of the feet. Bring awareness fully to the feet. And as you just shift the weight a little from the front to the backs of the feet, you're lifting off a little, you'll start to really tune into the feet. So more awareness in the feet will really help us. So when we want to activate a really good foundation, awareness is active in the feet in preparation for full alignment. So when you've enjoyed some of those movements back and forth, again, just be very present in the feet as you come back to stillness. And in this form of the pose, we'll have the feet underneath the knees, which are underneath the hips, and the shoulders are above those hips. So there are different forms of Tadasana where we might have the feet together, but for this particular one, we're going to have the feet parallel, and we're going to just relax fully into the feet. The ankles are underneath the knees, underneath the hips. So there's those alignment of those lower joints, and the shoulders are over the hips. So if you were looking from above, you'd just really see the shoulders. If we soften or bend the knees a little, you might just see the knees coming forward a fraction. Okay? Now let's tune into the feet a little more. We can just exhale and bend the knees and feel that movement downwardly. It's an energy that moves down through the body, through the legs, through the feet, and it spreads the feet and engages them. On an inhalation, slowly straighten the legs a little, coming back up. You'll feel a rebounding energy. But I want you just to primarily tune into the feet. As you bend the knees, the end of the exhalation, just notice how the feet are holding the floor or the earth so well. Just coming out of the pose as we straighten the legs a little. And then one more time we'll go into it and we'll just stay in the pose with knees bent. And I want you just to tune into those feet. See how grounded they are. They're flattening, more of the surface of the feet are in contact with your mat, the floor surface or the earth. And once you've got a good sense of that, and you're also getting a sense of the earth element. Wherever you feel supportedness, stability, solidity, that's the earth element. So always good to feel the earth element in the feet before we move into other asanas. So let's just again start to straighten the legs, but maintain that awareness in the feet, and you'll probably notice that you feel more earthed, more grounded, more anchored to where you're standing. Now, there's a lot of subtleties we can go into, and we'll go into that perhaps at another time, around how we can activate different areas of the feet to experience different effects throughout the body and including the spine. In this session, we just want to get the hang of the basic instructions for going into Tadasana. So we can consider that there are either 3 points or 4 points across the feet that we want to evenly distribute the weight. If you use the 3-point system, it's the base of the big toe, And you could say the base of the little toe, or some people prefer just in a little from the little toe. And the point at the back of the foot is the center of the heel of the foot. So that's the three-point system. If you like the four-point system, and I often use the four-point system, but if you like the four-point system, it's a little bit like the four wheels of a car or a vehicle. We want them to be well aligned. So when we have good wheel alignment, the wheels are going to, the tires are going to wear well. There's even wear in the tread. And it's a little the same when we're in a very balanced standing position. The way the feet meet the earth or the floor is going to be supportive of balance and even wear. Okay? So let's just see if we can activate those different points on the feet. And when we get a sense of that even distribution of weight across the points of the feet, so choose whether you do the three or the four-point system. Is everyone clear about those points?
So
when we, so one system is we work with the 3 points where we evenly distributed the weight. And if we use the three-point system, base of the big toe, base of the little toe at the front of the foot. Some people prefer it a little further in, but just that area. And the centre of the heel of the foot. So the centre of the heel foot. That's a three-point system. The four-point system, same points on the front, but the points on the back are the outside points of the heel. So like your four wheels of the car. So it's the difference between driving a tricycle type of vehicle or four wheels. But in both cases, you want even distribution, okay? So once you feel you've got even distribution in the feet and you feel that sense of groundedness, then start to bring the awareness up the body. And as we bring the awareness further up the body, most of us will notice the knees, and you can lightly activate the muscles above the knees just to ever so lightly draw the knees upwardly, just ever so lightly. It's just a very light sensation of drawing those knees upwardly. So we're activating those muscles in the upper legs to just lightly draw the knees. And once we've got this alignment, the next important area to focus on is the pelvis. And you might like to bring the hands to the hips. And it's a little bit like in the cat pose. We're just going to move the pelvis gently back and forward. And you can do this with the breath if you like. So as you exhale, you can move your tailbone down, the pubic bone will rise. As you inhale, you can just slowly move in the opposite direction. So the tailbone will lift, the pubic bone moves down. So just enjoy a few of these movements of the pelvis. And I want you to notice, where does your spine feel most supported? Where does it feel really supported? Yes, that feels good. Now most of you will notice when the tailbone is tucked down, the spine will feel most supported. However, if anyone had a flat back, lower back is extra flat, you might find that it's a little different to that. You might need to just adjust that a little so that the tailbone isn't tucked down quite as much. So generally, the overwhelming majority of people will need to move the tailbone down, pubic bone lifts. But remember, some people it won't be appropriate for. So if you're someone with a flat back, you really notice, oh, wow, they've got a very flat lower back, or they've told you that in their form or in conversation, then you want to modify that instruction for them, okay? So once you've found that place where your spine feels well supported, because the pelvis is the support for that spine, then we can move into the next stage of activating alignment. And we're going to lightly draw the abdomen in and up to the spine. So just light sensation of drawing the abdomen in and up to the spine. And then as we come up a little further, the sensation of the sternum ever so lightly lifting. Sternum, it's lifting, it's opening up to life. It's like the heart center is opening up to life when we stand open. Now most people, when they are led into this primary standing pose at the start of a yoga class, they've got a lot of tension in their upper body. So many people carry the troubles of the world on their shoulders. People who are working at desks or anyone who's using a computer a lot, they're often hunching over. So a general tip when you're leading people into a standing position is give some attention to releasing the shoulders and the neck. So a simple way to do that, once the sternum's nice and aligned, inhale the shoulders high to the ears, move them back between breaths, and then exhaling, move those shoulders in and down. And we'll repeat that. You can do it 2 or 3 times. And I want you just to notice the effect it has on the posture of your upper body. Most of you will notice that it just encourages more alignment of the spine, more opening of the chest. And of course, anyone who's not feeling very bright will often be closing down. The shoulders can often round, we can hunch a little. So this is a very important part of the alignment process, opening up that upper body. And for most of us, it'll be just very nice if we have a very subtle sense of the shoulder blades ever so lightly moving in and down. Chest is open. And that will feel, for some people that'll feel weird, but this is actually more the aligned state. Now we want to bring our attention to the neck. The head is actually quite heavy. So if the head is leaning to one side, leaning forward, back, if it's not aligned, it's going to create a lot of postural problems. So what we want to do is we want to feel as if the head is just balanced beautifully on the neck. And for most of us, the chin will be ever so lightly tucked. And just find that place where, yes, the head feels well balanced on your neck. Now, having given attention to the different areas of the body and having released those shoulders, most of us will find that the arms are a little more relaxed, but what can sometimes help is just to lightly rotate. So if the arms are hanging beside the body, and we're all different, we all have different postural issues, so they might be hanging in different places, but it will sometimes help just to turn the thumbs out so the palms come forward. This is the anatomical position, but just notice what happens in your shoulders when you do that. There's a little more opening. So this can sometimes help in Tadasana, the base pose, just to rotate those thumbs wide and just feel that full openness. That's an option. Now, tune into your whole body, and as you tune into the whole body, let's start just breathing with ease. There's different ways we can direct the breath and the prana to support alignment in this posture. One way, as we inhale, feel as if the life force is rising from the base of the spine all the way up through the center of the spine, all the way up through the neck, through the crown of the head, and it's as if it's continuing to rise. On the exhalation, it moves all the way back down. So you might like to feel as you inhale, the energy is rising from the base of the spine all the way up through the center of the spine up to the crown of the head. On the exhalation, it comes down. If you prefer to do it in a way that the energy rises up the back of the spine on the in-breath and down the front on the out-breath, you can do that. But just using the breath and the awareness will help us cultivate more alignment. Awareness has 2 aspects. It has attention and intention. Our attention is fully present now, lengthening the spine. Our intention is to gently lengthen, to create alignment. We're using the support of the breath to facilitate that. Now, if you're very well aligned and you're not habitually too misaligned, then you'll find that you can stand quite comfortably in this position for some time. If we have stronger postural misalignment, then it might seem very weird and we won't be able to stand fully aligned for very long. But what we can do is build that up over time. Just check your knees are soft. And I want you just to completely relax in the pose. Completely relax. We're not bolt upright, no, we're just nice and easy. We're not slouching. As we stay very present to this pose, we're just going to explore the two extremes that you will see in people when they go into Tadasana. They're not tuned in enough. One thing people can often do is they can overemphasize that experience of being so straight and bolt upright. So it's a bit like a military training stance. Okay? So let's see if we can just do this. I want you to imagine you're on the parade ground, you're a cadet training for the army, and you've got the fiercest sergeant major in the country who is going to pick on you and give you 5,000 push-ups to do with a 50 kilo pack on your back if they see that you're not bolt upright. They're looking for a bolt upright. So I want you just to... So fear is governing this, so you're going to be as tight as you can. So bolt upright, as if there's a steel rod in your spine and you're just so bolt upright. So let's activate this. The sergeant major's coming. You've got to be so bolt upright. Now, if we hold this pose for very long, we're going to start to find contraction growing in our body. It will be very uncomfortable. And so some people, when they approach asana, they approach their yoga practice, they can have this sort of background approach, which is very unhelpful. Let's just try the opposite of this. This is someone who collapses a bit. So I want you just to imagine you've had such a terrible day. I didn't want to come to yoga class. Life just sucks so much at the moment. It's just nothing's working out for me. Can't do anything, I just can't get anywhere in my life. It's all just so hard and I just feel so down. And just because you're feeling so down, you're really feeling it in your body. You're collapsing in your upper body, your shoulders are collapsing down, your head's down. And in that position, if you notice your breath, you're going to notice your breath's a little more constricted. I'm down, and that's how it is. Now, people could assume this pose, this collapsed pose, because of their emotional state, their mental state, or because of a postural habit. And just feel how it is to be collapsed. After some time, you're going to notice a lot of tension developing in different parts of the body. So this is another extreme, collapsing, which we'll see in different yoga classes. Now, I want you to remember all the key elements of what we did before in aligning in Tadasana, the standing position. And I want you to find the middle path, the middle ground. You're not straining to be upright. You're not collapsing. You're finding the middle path and you're just yielding to the earth. Gravity is your friend. Gravity is holding your body comfortably to the earth. See if you can find that sweet spot where it just feels so good. I'm so relaxed here. I'm so aligned. It just feels so good. If you bring your awareness back to the feet, feel the stability, the groundedness in the feet. And then just slowly come up. Coming up, notice that sense of the knees slightly drawn up. And for most of us, knees ever so soft. So a micro bend. Just a touch. Soft. Check that pelvis. How's your spine sitting in the pelvis? Abdomen lightly drawn in and up to the spine. Sternum lightly lifting. Shoulders nice and low. Neck long. Back of the neck long. Chin ever so lightly tucked. Just the sensation of that. The sense of lengthening all the way through the spine. Now we can also, of course, lengthen through the whole body. We can inhale from the feet all the way up the back of the body, up through the center, through the neck, the crown of the head, and on the exhalation, move the energy all the way down the front. So we can be aligning that way. We've got options. But I want you to really feel the alignment of the pose. And then when you're ready, I want you to notice you're aware of any more quietness. If you're relaxing in an aligned pose, you'll generally start to find the mind settles more. It's more present. I want you just to notice this simple foundation standing position. And in your own time, very slowly, open the eyes. If you want to move in any other way to give your body any anything that will help it feel more comfortable, then just allow that to happen.
Oh, well, I felt like it was only about 10 minutes. I had no idea that we'd been there for 20 minutes. But I feel very calm and relaxed now. Centered.
It's very relaxing and very calming. It makes you aware of your breath and how you're breathing in different like how you move your body changes the way that you're breathing. Very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. You feel quite connected to the earth. I could sort of feel that energy coming through from the earth, and it was really calming to feel that connection. I felt like a mountain. So, you know, I wasn't swaying or just felt really connected. Mm.